Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time that I look in the mirror.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Frank Levin. An American doing business in China. He's become one of our China experts, and exportnow.com is his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out and see if there's opportunity for you to use his services, his company services, to take advantage of the excitement that Jack Ma is about to lay on America with his Alibaba product. And so folks, you now know, because you know me, you know the guy who can help you make that happen with Jack Ma. His name is Frank Levin, exportnow.com. Frank, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the great success. I remember when you were first here, you were getting this done, but it was still a little bit of a gleam in your eye.
Yep, exactly. We're about 6 years old now. We've launched about 60 brands, U.S. brands, in China. We launched Harley-Davidson online. We launched Smucker's online, Ocean Spray. We run the NFL store online, so football players, American football fans in China can get their jerseys and caps,
right,
and gifts and so forth online.
Congratulations.
So it's a lot of fun.
I want to shift over, though, and talk about geopolitics. I made a prediction that I was basically said that I was concerned about whether the financial capital establishment of China, my concern that it was going to be a problem in 2017 with all of the potential defaults. The companies are being propped up over there by the government, not unlike what happened in Japan 25 years ago. I wonder how wrong am I about that? Is there a concern there?
I think there's a range of economic problems in China. There's too much debt, in my view.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
The debt.
Yeah, so so I think your analysis is accurate. But I would say this, regardless of how the overall economy is performing, we know growth is slipping, but growth is very strongly in the positive zone, so it's slipping from 7% to 5%, right? So for China, that's a conundrum.
That's
for us, we would say, well, that's not so bad if you're hitting 5%. But look, they do have their share of problems, no doubt.
But see, here's the thing, though. If they have been ramping up and funding their economy at 8 or 9%, and all of a sudden it drops to 5, then it's when a small business is working off a cash flow and customers are coming in the door, they get no problem, right? If you're doing cash flow and not profits. But when the customers stop, the cash flow stops, and they're out of business. Could there be a crash like that in China this year?
Well, in some sectors, you're going to see a lot of pressure, and this is sort of the nub of one of the U.S.-China irritants is, for example, in the state-owned sector, you have the steel industry in China. These guys get a lot of government support, a lot of government funding, which you'd say, okay, that in itself might not be so bad, but it's subsidized, and there's overproduction, overcapacity. Well, then that does become a problem for us. The problem spills out of China onto us because they dump their product, and that's one of the irritants in the U.S.-China relationship is you guys have your own set of problems in China, but now you've kind of made it our problem by dumping the product. So
when we hear Trump talk about going after China for their practices and making it sound like he's going to be a protectionist, and then we see him holding hands and making nice with Jack Ma, aren't those mixed signals?
Well, no, I'd say that, first of all, I was very glad to see the Jack Ma meeting.
I was too, but isn't that a mixed signal from protectionism?
No. I think it's a disaggregation, if we will. It's very difficult to say China is bad or China is good. And I hope nobody ever says America is bad. And we're just talking about trade policy. But the point is, there's going to be a problem here, but there's going to be good news over there. So I would say a wise trade management says we've got to talk about the problems because we have to fix these things. But let's not let the whole relationship be defined by a problem. Let's also remind people in both countries there's a lot of good news. There's a lot of everyday back and forth trade that takes place as well. And as we said before, that the real shining light there is the consumer sector.
Could,
so I was very glad.
Could a more unconventional president of the United States like Trump wind up shaking up some of the establishment in China because of his policies?
Listen,
I mean, couldn't there be a little bit of a renaissance as a result of President Trump over there?
Yeah, listen, I'm an optimist on these things. I don't think there's anything that wrong at all with putting a spotlight on a problem. I think, of course, how you do it, often you do it, you know, you need to be a little thoughtful about that. But starting a conversation by saying we've got some problems is not unhealthy.
Right.
And also, I tell you, all the Chinese leaders I talk to, they don't deny this. They know they have overcapacity deal. They know they have problems.
And that's what we're all going to have to watch. Hey, Frank, give us the website one more time, please.
www.exportnow.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Hey, Frank, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Good to chat with you.
Frank Lavin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blessing. I'm reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.